Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97.
Number one, baby.
Four for hip-hop.
Hot
97.
Number one for
hip-hop. I mean, and we number one for playing these jams, man. These heat rocks that be coming out of the heavens like this. Praise Jah in the moonlight. YG Marley. Something to wake up to on a snowy... What is today? Tuesday? Man, no school for anybody. Hopefully you figured out a work scenario and somebody to watch the babies if you got to go to work. Woo! That's a fire joint right here. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Call right now. Laura never loses if you want to get at something while you stuck chilling at the crib. Hopefully you're not stuck on the roads. Good morning. No one's up. Nobody wants to play games on a snow day. Well, people don't have snow days. Well, kids don't have snow days. They still got to do the virtual school. Let's see if that actually happens.
That is such a terrible... That's like taking technology and using it for evil. That's so wrong. Because the snow day is so rare anyway.
Right.
And now they're like...
Nah, we're going to do virtual.
Nah, man.
It's raggedy, bro. Yo, in many ways, man, this technology has put us in a raggedy time in history, man. I mean, we talk about it in many different ways, but snow day, hopefully y'all feel what all your live streaming and TikToking has done to the world. You did it to yourself. Look in the mirror today when you got to jump on that camera from home and do school again and say, it's my fault. It's all of our fault. We did it. Can't get a snow day. Yo, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I can't even find good help around the house, man. I'm trying to get help around. I can't even find good help no more.
Nah, no, it's hard times.
It's been an age-old quest to find good help these days.
But we here, man. How bad is it outside? I mean, my commute wasn't that bad. There's snow on the ground, though.
Your commute?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that bad.
It was clean.
It was good.
It was good.
Shawty, how was yours?
How was your commute?
My commute was a little different. First you got to clean off your car, so that's going to take a little 10 minutes just to make sure everything is moving right and you can get out
to
space.
But it wasn't heavy snow. It was wet.
It's wet. Yeah, yeah. So it was just heavy. If you're riding on main roads, you're going to be all right because... The frequency of cars keeps the streets kind of light. Back streets, I'm not seeing too much crazy stuff, but a lot of people are home because the kids are at home.
Well, they called it yesterday after we got off the air. About 11 o'clock was when I started seeing them make the calls for people to stay off the road, stay home, calling the school. Then other school, you know, a lot of schools. I saw the Jersey schools start to, you know, step with the New York City schools. So
I think I heard it even earlier yesterday.
You heard it before we got off the air?
Oh, off the air yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant later at night. I didn't realize you meant in the morning.
Yeah, no, when I got off the air yesterday, I would say about 11 a.m. was when I started hearing the school say, we're going to call it due to weather.
Yes, it's so crazy how early that is.
Yeah, I know some parents that are tight. One particular who has a six-year-old that's like, what? What am I supposed to do for work? You know, who am I going to find at this time? To be here at 8 in the morning when I gotta leave.
But wouldn't that have been a problem any snow day, though?
Yeah, but the virtual learning is just, you know, if the parent doesn't have the day off, because it really isn't crazy outside, now you have to make a quick decision, and, you know,
well,
you might
not
have this.
I think that was
job.
Always the snow day issue. Always the snow day issue was like, if you had a job that required you to work regardless of conditions, right? You had to drop your kid to a family member or a friend or something. Even if there was no virtual. Now that there's virtual, there's going to be kids today that have to get dropped somewhere. They're not making it to the virtual classroom.
Right. Right.
Now, maybe they got the iPad and they could jump on. You know, but yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. And shout to the teachers, right? The teachers got to... Teachers, imagine you're a teacher with a kid. So you got to find something for your kid to do while you also got to jump on virtual and help other people's kids keep learning. That's tough.
Not what you want.
I mean, it's what you knew you signed up for, but it's terrible. Still hard. 800-223-9797 if you're awake right now and you want to get at this Laura Never Loses.
Yeah.
We're looking for a couple of people.
But just to let you know, in terms of calls today, it's me by myself here.
Are you saying the phones are going to be a mess?
The phones are going to be a mess because there won't be any pre-screening is what I'm trying to tell you.
You're just going to go for it.
So it's a gamble today.
Well, I mean, that'll be entertaining. We need some snow day entertainment.
Yeah. So I saw a male's name and a female's name, but we don't know whose name the phone is in. So I just put it on hold. So
it could be male, it could be female, it could be non-binary, it could be whatever.
We don't know the quality of their phone right now.
We don't know. We don't know.
Heads up, right?
We don't know.
So let's
but
try.
What you do got to do is when we're done with them, we got to move on, though, Sean. That's right. What it is. You want to sit up and you know what I'm saying?
Culture
ask
for
people
the kids.
About their full life story.
I mean, where did you grow up?
Nobody cares.
All right, this one says Eleanor.
Let's see what Eleanor's talking about. Eleanor, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
That's not an Eleanor. That is not an Eleanor right there.
No, not at all.
What's your name?
My name is Jin.
Jin?
Yes.
Jin, good morning, man. Thanks for joining the program. Who's Eleanor?
My wife.
Shout out to the wife. She got bad credit. Yeah, phone couldn't go in your name, huh?
I know you was going to go there. I know, but that's not the
situation. Yeah, that's good. Listen, man, life is
for a minute, man.
Jen, life is life in out here. You had to get a phone, man. Wife came through.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
it happened. Hang on, bro. Where you at? Are you moving around outside, it sounds like? What you doing?
Yeah, I'm outside, man. I'm an Uber driver, man.
Shout out to the Uber drivers,
to the
man.
Uber.
How many stars you got?
I'm 490.
Okay, 4.9?
490. Yeah, I'm trying to do my thing, you know.
Nah, you're doing a great job. If you're 4.9 out here.
Strong.
Super strong. Yeah. Now, are you a Uber Economy, Uber XL? Where you at in the Uber spectrum?
Economy. I'm the
Shout out to the Uber Economy guys.
He's a regular guy, man.
Yeah.
You ain't got cereal in the backseat or nothing, do you?
Nah, we just regular.
Yo, I done jumped in some Uber Economies. They got the car seat in the back. Juicy Juice, old Juicy Juice boxes.
Right. Call an Uber to go to the airport. Look in the trunk, you like, you wasn't ready, huh?
You wasn't ready.
Because your trunk got so much stuff in it. I'm like,
you wasn't ready. Yo, who else you got, Shiny Culture? Hang on, Jen.
All right, so this one says, being that Eleanor's a dude, this says Sylvia.
Let's see what Sylvia's talking about.
Sylvia Bank. One says Charles, but could be a lady.
Let's see. You said Charles?
Yep.
All right, Charles, good morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Listen, I would guess 90% of the time, if the phone is in a man's name, it's a man.
Right.
If it's in a woman's name, it's 50-50.
We don't know.
It's 50-50, because women out here be helping the dudes have things.
That's right.
Let's keep it a rip.
Sylvia, call back. You want Charles? Sorry, Charles.
Yo, Charles, man, we're going to try to find somebody of a different gender.
This says Sylvia Foster. Sorry to get the government.
See, Sylvia, dang, you went full government.
I mean, is this really the move to search for a woman right now? Why don't we just play two men, man? It's 2024.
Hey, yo.
Gender's fluid anyway.
Let's
just go.
What Rosenberg said.
All right,
here we go. We got Charles and Jen. Jen, you was the first caller you get to pick. Who you want to represent you, or Rosenberg?
This Sylvia.
Oh, man, you lost Charles already? It's a mess. You be right, Sean.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
See?
I want Rosenberg.
Nobody asked you, bro.
Don't hate.
Yeah. But you can have Rosemary. Who's that? Sylvia?
Sylvia. The Sylvia.
Yeah, it's Blaine.
Wait, what's your name?
Blaine.
What is he saying?
Blaine?
Blaine.
Blaine.
Oh,
Blaine.
Man.
Blaine. Blaine.
Man, Blaine. Much better, bro.
That's my guy, Bling. My guy, Bling.
All right, so it's Rosenberg and Bling and Ebro and Jen, the Uber driver. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
What we giving to people, Shawnee? Do you even know?
All right, wait, hold up. Give me 2 seconds.
I got you,
no, don't
man.
Do it. No, don't do it. Oh, no, it's all
LLJ.
Right.
Because nothing has been printed either.
We got it.
So I'm reading off the computer PC.
I got you right here, bro. Hang on.
It's tickets to the We Them Ones comedy tour hosted by Mike Epps.
There you go.
Right on.
Mike Epps, he out here having a moment. Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. We need to book Mike Epps for when he's in town. Also, Duval. I like all these guys, actually. Let's play Laura. Never lose.
Right here we go. Eric B. and Rakim with just Rosenberg. No.
Nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Wow, that is correct.
Good for them.
What was the first video played on MTV?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The first video play. Video killed the radio star.
That's a fact. Monica was just added to Ebro.
Nicki Minaj tour.
That's a fact. What is the largest country by size? Rosenberg.
Largest country by Russia?
Incorrect. By size in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, he added things to it. By size in the Western Hemisphere. Canada.
Canada is correct. Who was the featured performer at halftime? Ebro.
Alicia Keys.
Incorrect. Featured performer at halftime of the Super Bowl this past weekend.
Oh, I thought Usher. He was featured with Usher. Usher. My bad.
Facts. What is the tallest standalone?
Ebro. The tallest standalone.
Three, two, one.
Building is in Hong Kong.
That is incorrect. Oh. You can tie the game with this. What is the tallest standalone, meaning not part of a range?
What? Oh, mountain.
Mountain in the world.
Tallest standalone.
Three.
I know this one.
Two. One.
Say Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro. And
you got it.
Yes.
Tie game.
I knew it.
Yo, y'all crazy. All right. Let's see. Let's see. All right. Which president?
Presidente.
Is on the dime.
Ebro.
Ebro.
The president on the dime.
Three.
Him.
Two. One.
Is that George Washington?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Rosenberg.
What's that? Wait. Yeah, it is.
Three.
Two. Wait, what?
One.
Roosevelt.
Incorrect. What that would be it? Eisenhower.
It is?
Is on the dime.
They put his bald ass on the dime.
He's not bald.
Next question.
Eisenhower?
Yes.
Yeah. He ain't got no hair.
On the dime, dude got a little hair.
He's not bald.
I'm bugging. Eisenhower's bald, man.
All right. If you were born on Christmas Day, what would your sign be?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Sagittarius.
Incorrect.
Oh, man.
Rosenberg.
Capricorn.
Rosenberg wins.
Got a little help. Got a little help, but I'll take it.
Eisenhower ain't got no hair, bro.
He got no hair.
Bro got the high and tight. He was a military dude. Plus, he got a little like nothing.
He got that Travis Kelce.
Yo, Bling, man. I think that's your name. You're on your Sylvia's phone.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Bling on Sylvia's phone. You're getting tickets to the comedy show, man. We Them Ones.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Isn't
that what it's called?
Yeah, the We Them Ones comedy tour. Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more coming to the Barclays March 3rd. And...
Perfect.
Wow. Yo, hang on, bro. Hang on. Phone sound crazy. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what you working
on? Coming up in the flashing lights report, the numbers are in. I'll let you know what was the most watched Super Bowl in history. We'll talk about it next.
97 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo!
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Woo! Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
You ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Wow. They're saying that this Super Bowl halftime show broke records with 123.4 million viewers.
Yeah.
Could it, you know, crazy. Usher definitely did his thing.
Man, and, I mean, some Usher for sure, but let's not act like Taylor Swift wasn't there.
Yes,
but she was only on TV for, what did they say, 59 seconds? It was total.
.0 something 1% of the game.
So was it? But then also, let's be honest, you know, if. You know, Travis Kelce. There's a lot of factors, I think, that contributed to this number. You know what I mean? Right. Like, the two teams that are playing are likable, kind of popular-ish teams outside of just football fans based on their winning and the Taylor Swift stuff. And, you know, San Francisco's a big city. A lot of people have been affected by them as football fans throughout history. They got a pretty big fan base. So I think there's a lot contributed. And then, yes, you throw in something like Usher and the special guests and... I mean, look, if we're being honest, it all ties back to Apple Music. You know what I mean? And our promotion of Super Bowl. And my voice absolutely. On the promo leading in. That's why there these numbers go. Are so...
How else would it even have happened?
Nobody would have known about it.
Silent.
It was
they're
quiet.
Saying that the reported numbers tuned into the big game, it's a... split between CBS Sports, Nickelodeon was a big one, Paramount Plus, Univision, and NFL Digital Properties, Ebro's voice on Apple Music.
There you go, talk to him, Laura.
Oh, they added
you know, once, they once Laura says it, you know it's real.
So there you go. There you go.
People take for granted, too, with the whole Taylor Swift thing all season. There was already a doc series about the Kelces. They're like mad regular people who are, don't watch football and are fans of the Kelces. It's very
right.
strange.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
It's very true.
I know multiple women who are like, I just love the Kelces. And I'm like, we love their mom. They're such sweet brothers. So there's a lot of factors with that Super Bowl.
Rosenberg, real quick before we wrap, I want to bring it back around. We didn't have time to get to it yesterday when Travis Kelce ran down on Andy Reid on the sidelines. Has that been analyzed or addressed in a way? Because I'm not, you know, a lot of people are obviously like, yo, why you ran up on that old man like that and bumped into him? Was it Travis just like being hyped in the moment?
Well, Andy said right after the game, he was practically laughing. And he was like, he was just screaming at me to get back in the game. He wanted to get back in the game. So that's the kind of competitor he is. He was right. But he caught me off guard, almost took me out, like kind of laughed at it.
Got it. So it was just a let's go type of thing.
Why am I out? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Right. That's how people, I mean, we talked about it some yesterday on the K-Show that it wasn't a great look, but
It looked terrible, but it definitely didn't look like he meant to, like, push him.
Like, to bump him?
Right, absolutely.
Right.
It did not. I mean, that being said, you know.
But Travis Kelce does throw temper tantrums. Let's not act like he ain't always, at multiple times when things ain't going his way, throwing his helmet. And, I mean, Andy Reid had to talk to him during the season about throwing his helmet.
So, yeah.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:03, a high of 40 degrees today. Snow throughout the morning and alternate side parking is suspended.
Yo, and school's out. Snow day.
Yeah, but not delayed. Metro North and Harlem line is delayed. A lot of trains are delayed.
Yeah, but like, your kids still got to jump on an iPad and stare at the screen.
Trash.
That's doo-doo.
Trash.
We're going to hit the button, man, coming up, man. Plus, what else gets congratulations you played yourself today? What else is out here? Let us know via the socials at Ebro in the AM, if you will. Good morning, everybody. Be safe on the roads if you got to be out.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
I got it on me. I got it on me. You could run up if you want. Mercy on me.
Nah, man. Everything's broken, man. Nothing works, man.
You're having problems?
Oh, man, am I? It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg on a problematic Tuesday morning. Your commute's terrible. We having issues with equipment, or at least I am. It's feeling like Alicia Keys' first note in here right now.
Oh, no.
We're off to a bad start.
We're off to a bad start.
but just like Alicia, we will recover.
We're gonna pull it back together,
come
baby.
On now.
That's right. Yo, you know what? That's a button, Shawnee.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you playing yourself, yo, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
I don't play. Now, I don't really have anything else other than maybe hitting the New York City Department of Education with the button. Because, like, I remember when it happened, man, and it was like, you know, we're not going to have snow days anymore. And I think we gave them the button then. I think we actually hit the DOE with the button when they made this announcement, but I don't quite remember. So let's hit them again.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because snow days rarely happen. And so now, because of technology, I guess the whole setup is, oh, we could just have everybody jump on virtual. But you're not helping the teachers who also have kids. What are they doing with their children?
Exactly.
That's right.
And then if it is a snow day and you got to stay home with your kids, you know, because you're not going into work because you couldn't find anybody to watch kids, because the people who normally watch kids probably have kids and they got to watch their kids. So where are all these kids going?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah. And we got to jump on virtual and act like we're going to have a learning day?
Yeah, that's the part also. Come on, man. You know it's LLJ Cool. You know, no one's paying attention that day.
Well,
so it's a waste of time for everyone.
Well, and you definitely, there's definitely people who just ain't, they're not getting on it. They're not jumping on the iPad at all. It's not going to happen. So, yeah. Hit the button one more time for DOE.
Congratulations.
Should have just gave people the day, organize themselves. Now, the roads, they're not even that bad. But there is a severe weather advisory until 6 p.m. So please, everyone, be safe. And stay off the roads if you don't have to be out on the roads, for sure.
Yeah, I'm about to step outside right after we do this and get you the real feel.
Get the real feel? I don't, you know, it doesn't seem too windy. It just seems like it's, you know, it's snowing. It's not ideal.
I'll let you know. Are these the real flakes? You know what I mean?
Nah.
Are those real flakes, though?
it's not that real. It don't even snow around here like it used to back in the day.
Facts.
That's what's even more messed up. You finally get a day, and guess what? Your day is just sitting at your computer.
LLJ Cool J.
Laura, what you got up today?
Oh, man. I'm going to give it to myself because I got really excited. I thought I had a good one for this segment. So there's a TikTok that was sent in our group chat. This girl, it's a PSA not to lie in your resume. She's sitting there with a black eye, and she talks about how she got casted to be a last-minute fill-in for the Super Bowl halftime show as a dancer / skaters. And she talks about how she fell off the side of the stage. And I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. But then Cass One was like, guys, This girl's whole account is fake stories. She's getting everyone. It's all.
Oh,
congratulations.
Man.
You played yourself.
Because, you know, the first thing that I thought of was, like, I thought about the stripper who fell. Not the stripper, but the pole dancer, excuse me, who fell. I was like, I know accidents happen during, you know, shows like that because it's so chaotic and crazy and all the pressure and the lights, but...
Lord, giving herself the button. I respect it.
Congratulations. Hey. You played yourself.
Yeah, her black eye was looking too perfect. It looked like Spud McKenzie.
I sent it to Shawnee. I'm like, look.
I'm like, yo.
Well, I asked you, Shawnee. I said, Shawnee, you believe this is real? He was like, nah, it looks real.
Yeah, like, could be real.
Well, come on. You know, Shawnee's susceptible.
Nah, I mean, I had doubts. You could tell I had doubts.
Wait, bring up Cass One's level. What'd you say, Cass?
You can hit everybody with the button because nowadays people just believe anything they see on the internet. Oh, she's telling a story about being Usher's skater. She must have been Usher's skater. No.
Why? Yeah, why is that real?
Internet.
Yo, I remember hearing a radio show once. A radio show reported on the 21 Savage movie like it was a real movie starring Donald Glover.
Facts.
They thought it was real, these idiots.
I mean, listen, if you want to get hot out here on the internet, just get on there and start making stuff up.
Mm. What do you guys want to make up
just
today?
Lie.
I don't know.
You guys want to make up something?
Well, see, the problem is, we could get held responsible. We get sued. Internet people won't get sued.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a super button.
That part.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Super.
You yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I think for one more day.
Okay.
Jermaine Dupri needs to get the button.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Why?
For the socks?
Yourself.
Yeah. Because I rewatched the whole performance yesterday when I was doing my Juanette podcast. I rewatched the whole show. And there was a moment where Usher was literally 100% dressed like a woman. He is wearing a blouse, a brooch, a glove. He's got belly showing. It's really pretty interesting. And
wait,
we didn't even notice.
Usher was dressed like a woman?
Yes, yes. Hear me out. And we didn't even notice it because all I could think about was Jermaine Dupri looking like an Oompa Loompa. That's how congrats the outfit was. You can't. And by the way, and then JD, God bless him. He put up a post understanding that he was, you know, people thought he looked like a schoolgirl. And he put up a post being like, I hear y'all, it's hilarious. And then he showed a picture of the socks to try to, like, improve it. So he shows a picture of these Louis Vuitton white socks. Laura, I think, said it yesterday on the show. They have these little pockets, right? So it's like, they're like little stash socks, actually. And he showed the socks,
pouch.
And he's like, hey, at Pharrell, you know, they're coming for us, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, it's not just the weirdo socks. It's the tuxedo shorts
right.
With the weirdo socks, with the black shoes. All of these things came together.
Ooh, but is it, I mean, listen, man. It's Pharrell, man. It's Louis Vuitton.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, so you spent $12,000. So you spent 12 grand to look crazy.
But nah. It's Pharrell. It's Louis Vuitton. Nah.
Listen, by the way, if you wore those socks, like, under your jeans and someone saw you, yo, check this out. It's kind of fire. Ooh, that's kind of tight. But when you wear it with little black shoes, so you look like a little schoolgirl's about to eat your porridge, you look crazy. He should have had a bowl of porridge on stage.
God.
If he just wore a tux, no one would have said a word. He could have worn a tux, no one says a thing.
Yeah, and in the picture he put up, the feet looked like a little schoolgirl's feet. It didn't make it any better.
It doesn't make it better.
Damn, man. Leave Jermaine alone. And you realize how epic it is? You realize how dope it is in all seriousness? This is what makes us so trash, and particularly the internet so trash. It's so cool that JD was included to be a part of that in Usher's performance. Like, the fact that he had such a major role on the album Confessions and in the biggest moment for Usher, he was there to be a part of it is amazing. And we are all such trash that all we did was tear down his socks the whole damn time.
Well, yeah, it's because we ain't got nothing but jokes. But that's why he laughed along with it. He laughed along with it because he knows what it is. That's love. That's love. His socks look
and guess
crazy.
What?
He knew it.
And if you really love the jokes that much, you can write some down on a piece of paper, fold them up, and put them in your little pocket. Keep them with you. Right there, the socks. Now give it to
yourself.
I felt bad yesterday, man, because I love Jermaine so much. And we are.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
We have debates with Jermaine about hip-hop for years. He comes on the program. He's always great, gracious, and fun, and willing to talk trash. I felt bad yesterday because I was like, yo, Jermaine, do something. You're not supposed to be getting confused with CeeLo. But I didn't realize the sock thing was going to go into day two. Really, day two and a half. I thought it would have been over yesterday.
But the sock thing is a big part of the CeeLo thing, too. Because it was the shorts looking crazy. That was the set off for the whole look being wrong. Right. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have thought he looked like CeeLo if he didn't have the...
CeeLo's done that look before.
Yeah. You know what, Laura? That's a great point.
And CeeLo plays into being short and portly. Like, he has no problem being the, you know, looking Oompa Loompa, if you will. It's Ebro Rosenberg. Good morning, man. On the way, Curved is happening right now. 97 minutes of commercial free music. Cast one. What we doing, fam?
Oh.
Hey. Plus, DJ John's pulling up. You want to win some prizes? Hopefully, you're not on the roads. You're just chilling. If you got us tuned on, appreciate the love. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get at this DJ John situation that's going on, the goings-ons of the goings-ons. It's coming down. We go live to our studios, our Long Island studios. We have DJ Cast One in our Long Island facility. Cast One, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's it looking like out there?
Bro, it's looking like blizzard conditions out here. Hold on, let me just double-check real quick. It's coming down, Shawnee.
Really? Like the snow's going sideways.
It's not going sideways. It's coming down heavy, and you know what I'm saying.
What's your visibility? Can you see across the street?
Yeah, okay, yeah, so I can see across the street for now. But listen, it's
so we'll call it a half a mile to a mile of visibility. How about that?
Nice.
That's
flood.
Wow, that was very accurate. I like how you did that.
Like that half a mile to a mile. That's a big difference, by the way.
Like that.
Big difference. Now we go to our Brooklyn facility in Brooklyn, New York. Laura Stiles, what are you seeing in the weather?
Oh, it's going down. The sideways joint is happening.
You got sideways.
Yeah, the sideways wind blowing and a frosty freeze. It's definitely
sideways blowing and frosty freeze. This is like the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl, but for weather. That's what we are doing.
And then we'll go through our new Rochelle studios. DJ John, what are you seeing? Exactly. LLJ Cool J.
Oh, no.
Exactly. We ain't seeing nothing over there. It's crazy.
Why is your mic not on, John? Come on.
Why Shawnee look lost?
It's pearly white out here. It's pearly white.
But like, okay, we know the color of snow, sir, but what are the conditions actually?
No, it's coming up pretty thick. Yeah, it's flakes. Yeah. Pretty hard.
Good stuff, man. Oh, man, this was riveting, detailed. We appreciate it. I mean, all of our people all around the city. Why did we go to the Upper West Side?
Yeah, I went outside. I actually did the work.
We don't have any listeners on the Upper West Side.
It's the Manhattan. You get the overall Manhattan feel. Actually, we don't have any listeners in all Manhattan. But still, it's I'll tell you this. If you want to know the LLJ Cool J, it's early. They are yet to salt at my building. Now, normally they oversalt to the point where it's crazy.
It's burning the dog's feet.
The dogs are just burning. This was the last step I took. The step that was almost from undercover.
I almost lost it all on the one step. It's that slick already. The initial slick, it's that kind of snow.
I almost lost it all.
So it's, watch out, it's heavy flakes.
Yeah.
It's wet.
Uh-huh.
It's slippery.
Yeah.
It's slick.
Yes.
And it's starting to pick up. I think between now and like 9 o'clock, we're going to actually feel like a real city that has snow again.
Okay. All right now.
Crazy.
Well, let's go. Call right now. You want to stump DJ John with the question? I think we got some tickets to see Fabio, too. Call us up.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Now, I don't know who organizes our prizes. I don't know if actual thought goes into what we give away. But earlier this morning, we gave away some comedy show tickets to see Mike Epps, who's been in a number of movies and is a pretty reputable comedian. You know, Chico Bean and DC Young Fly and others. It's going on at the Barclays March 3rd. Now, I love Fabio Foreign as an artist. But right now at 7:45 in the morning would be when we give away the more adult-leaning prizes, and then you save the more, like, young-leaning prizes until, like, after 9 a.m. if somebody's actually putting thought into this. Now, I go to DJ John. John, does anybody actually put thought into the prizes we give away?
I'm going to say yeah, but I'm going to say LLJ Cool J.
Because you would think that people going to work right now, if they have to go to work, you know what they want to see.
Well, we could do the audible early in the morning.
But if you like the clubs and you in the streets and all that, you moving around outside, Fabio's a good time.
Right.
You could be early in the show or later in the show. I'm with you.
You know what I mean? So that's all. I just want somebody to put some thought into it. Call right now. Who we got online, Shiny Culture Stump, DJ John?
We have Alexia.
Alexia.
Hi.
Hey, Alexia. Good morning. I'm going to buy it. You get your choice to pick tickets. You want the Fabio tickets or you want the comedy show tickets?
Comedy show, please.
Comedy show.
There you go.
We'll get you some comedy show, even if I got a cop of myself. Now, what is your question to stump DJ John to get these tickets? What kind of dog you got?
Pit.
Ooh, shout to the pit bull owners. The American bullies. All right, what's your question for DJ John?
My question is, what year was the biggest storm in New York?
What year was the biggest storm in New York? And I guess you mean the most amount of inches of snow? Is that what you're saying?
Mad inches, right.
John.
Yes.
You know this, John.
1988, baby.
Oh!
92? 96.
Oh. Cast One knows. Cast One, what is it?
Was it 2006?
Yes.
2006.
We lived it, John.
Yeah. John, we was in it, bro.
That was it. That's right, 2006. Thank you,
Cass. He said that's right, like he knew. Listen, you got your tickets. You're going to the comedy show. You're going to see Mike Epps, Chico Bean, DC Young Fly, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, March 3rd, Barclays,
you're in there.
Yes, we love you for listening on this snowy Tuesday in Tri-State. What'd you say, ma'am?
She said yay.
I said yay. Thank you so much.
Okay, cool. Hang on. I forgot your name. What was her name, John?
Alexia.
Alexia, there you go. Laura Styles working on that flashing lights about to happen next.
Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, there was a lot of drama, okay, with Shannon Sharp and Mike Epps. There's apologies, there's makeups, and we'll talk about it coming up, Flash and Lights.
Oh, yeah, it's been going on for a few days. Still reeling over the Cat Williams on the couch moment. How many weeks? This has been going on for like 4 weeks?
3-4 weeks, yeah.
Good Lord. I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I'm planning with a, you know, where it's game time over here, man.
I know.
It's like, I don't really have nothing really to talk about on the radio, man. My life is, you know, moving couches, trying to figure out, you know, where I'm going to work from. You know, our house ain't that, we don't have that much space, man. So with a baby coming in, it's like my little office that I had, it's a wrap.
Over.
It's over, B. So a lot. Yeah, man. I don't, you know. And then, you know, you're in that week where you're like, I mean, I don't know how many people have fellas have had to, you know, be on the front lines of it. But, you know, you're trying to make sure your queen has everything she needs and she don't have to, like, think too much because you want her focus on the body.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So then you got family members trying to call, asking all type of questions. You're like, yo, can y'all stop calling?
You're like, thank you, but it's a lot.
Like, what do you? She's gotta get in the mojo. She gotta get in the mode. You know what I mean? For things to, she just stopped working, so that finally stopped working. But yeah, it's a situation, man. To get in the mode, man. Get the body relaxed. Game time. Yo, there's nothing more humanly difficult than delivering a child.
Mm. You nervous? You nervous?
You can't be.
Am I nervous?
Yeah.
No, I'm not nervous at all. Everything's going to go great. But it's I'm sure she is.
Right.
For sure. And trying to act cool. And still, my lady's very active. She still want to organize closets.
That's right.
And throw things out and do this and do that, you know. And it's like, yo, we gotta get into chill mode. Because all that other stuff is tightening up the body a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to get you relaxed so the baby darling can slide through.
I think she's listening to her body and, you know, she's just nesting. Yeah.
Yeah, but why would she listen to her body when she can listen to Ebro? You know what I mean?
if she's definitely listening to her body after what was she just the other day was 10 hours of organizing closets and lifting bags and then going,
10 hours is a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not what you need.
But I mean, I'm just trying to help and be like, hey, babe, can I help you? She's like, nah, I got it. And I'm like, all right, okay. All right. Just trying to help. Let's go.
You flashing lights. You hit the high pitch every time?
Every time. Just trying to help. I'm here.
You got it. You're good.
We all know that high pitch.
I'm here if you need me.
So things got spicy between Mike Epps and Shannon Sharp. Now, I'm not going to play this audio of Mike Epps on stage because it's not the best, but he basically says that Shannon Sharp called me trying to do an interview. I said, no, Madea, I'm not doing an interview. And then he says some things that, you know, I'm just like, I can't really say on the air, but
he basically said, you want me to sit on that leather couch so you can sit across from me and look at my gonads while you're looking at everybody else's gonads.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Oh, God, yes. And then he's like, put a wig on him and tell me that ain't mother effing Madea's sister. Instead, just they're exposing everybody. Wow. Like, he just went off, man.
Mm. But remember, it's like people don't go to comedy shows. He's just doing was he lying? Yes. Was he doing a comedy routine? Yes. Was he just cracking jokes? Yes. It wasn't like he went on a tirade. You know what I mean? But in this day and age, if you say anything about anyone, even if it's in a comedy routine, you went off. Even though he was just cracking jokes.
Shannon Sharp wasn't really feeling it, and he had some words for him.
Mention my name again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the DMs, and I don't like doing this.
Yeah.
But you're lying. See, and I don't care about all that other stuff. You can say I'm gay, and you can say I don't care about that. Because I won't chase a lie, but I won't let you lie on my name.
Yeah.
Now, wait, you can say all that other stuff.
I won't chase a lie, but I won't
let you lie on my name.
Yes, just like everybody jumping in the chat, talking about, oh, he don't like number white women.
Right.
I done dated a lot of different races.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you like Skittles now. You eat every color. Come on, talk to me now.
I don't do all that.
You know what I mean? That's why I said Skittles.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you talking about, but I'm with you.
Say my name again, and I'm gonna put I'm gonna release the DMs because you're lying.
Yeah.
You said I reached out to you to come on Club Shay Shay, and you a mofo lie. Now when I see you, I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna see if you about that.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if you want to say what you've been saying on trying to get some jokes because you got mad because Cat Williams did what he did.
This is high level stuff here.
But they talking crazy. You know, people like some crazy talk. It's 2024. You know what I mean? Cat Williams is telling nothing but the truth. Monique's telling nothing but the truth. People talking. Comedians is getting press coverage. They selling tickets to tours.
Yeah, but if you remove the hotness of the internet, and you just I just come up to you and go, Shannon Sharp is getting into it with Mike Epps. You would hit me with the biggest of all time.
Well,
it's I'm sorry. Who gives a good goddamn? This is a nothing.
Okay, burger. So give me two people that, you know.
I don't know anyone.
So people care about Ice Spice and Lotto? I mean, there's so many different things that people,
I hear you, but
you know what I mean? Like, what are we saying?
That's a whole different version of stupid, but at least, but Ice Spice is right now. She's a moment that's happening right now for
sure. Okay, so we care about The Rock and what was the guy he smacked?
Cody. Roman Reigns?
No, Cody. Cody.
I mean, Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, we care about The Rock and Cody Rhodes more than we care about Mike Epps. Pick it. My point is pick your thing that you care about.
Right. I hear you, but in listening to that audio, what I'm saying is the reason I said what I said, it sounds like two old dudes just getting into a fight over nothing.
That's what it is.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
He said mofo. He said mofo.
That's because Shannon didn't want to curse. He said,
I don't chase lies, but don't lie on my name. I'm confused.
Yeah, that was
LLJ. Cool.
I don't understand, bro. This whole thing
is hot out here right now, 2024.
But I called this 2 weeks ago, Laura. I'm sorry, I called this. Shannon is going to step in it repeatedly now that the brand is people go up there and just talk trash.
I mean, he's taking the views for it, and it's definitely getting people are tuned in. So if you're talking about what people are tuned into, Shannon Sharp and Club Shay Shay and Ocho Cinco and all this other stuff that's going on, people are tuned in. And then didn't Mike Epps have a response to Shannon Sharp, Laura Stiles?
Sure did.
I don't know what grown ass man got a name named Shay Shay, but I know this grown man is not mad at me. So many people talk crazy about you. They was on Saturday Night Live talking about you, imitating you, but now you want to fight me? Now, I'm not going to lie. I did DM you to get on the show. But I DM'd you to get on the show because you brought my name up when you were sitting there with Kat. And you was trying to get him to talk crazy about me, but he didn't. Talking about pulling up on me. You're going to be an all-star. I'm going to be at the all-star in my hometown. And I'm going to see you. And I'm just letting you know, I don't be doing no fighting lately. You know, there's only one other option. If you don't fight, you do blank, 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 blank. Now, Ocho, you shut up and go get some eyebrows. You looking like a whole milk basket. Agitated. We watched the white boy kick your ass. And Shay Shay, you did look like Madea sitting there. You was looking zesty. I'm not saying you bad. You look like Big Frida sitting there. You need to take them tight ass shirts off with the muscles. And that's it.
He is a comedian.
All right.
Yo, he is a funny guy.
Well, that's the problem.
I just want to say, in all of it, I think that's what people are entertained by. So, sorry, Laura. I think people are just entertained by the mess. I don't even think it's the individuals. Because we live in a time where mess literally happens with no-name folks.
Okay, relative to that, now I hear what you're talking.
You see what I'm saying?
if you compare
to a time where you'll be like, "Yo, so and so from some reality show, and this other person got into a fight at the Ralph's supermarket in Los Angeles."
That's a way better comp to me than going is people like The Rock. Well, yeah, he's the biggest entertainer in the world, but you compare it to people like trash of nobody. So why would they not like trash of a former All-Pro football player?
And not only that, but Mike Epps, who's Mike Epps has done phenomenal movies as an actor. Like, let's not act like Mike Epps. You may not like him as a comedian, but as an actor, he's played some amazing roles and hit some and done some great things. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's a big name out there.
And,
for sure.
And Shannon Sharp is all over the TV in sports. He was just on TV yesterday with Stephen A. Smith, who's the biggest name in sports. And
that is fact.
So we can't act like they're nobodies, bro. Stop.
No. I didn't say they're nobodies. I just said it's a nothing.
What they're arguing
burger.
About is a nothing. But at that same token, no one likes to be the butt of jokes. And Mike Epps is a comedian who made jokes and is basically calling Shannon zesty. And that is something that a man would absolutely be offended by.
Fair enough. But didn't it start because Mike Epps referenced Shannon in the comedy special?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mike Epps was on stage, but that's because he
But Shannon's
like
got to prepare for this. He's now in the middle of comedy beef.
Yes.
You better be ready to get talked to.
Yes.
Yo, half the comedians out are hating on Shannon now. They're all thinking it's a messy platform with someone who can't check them on the lies. Now he's going to be caught. Don't get offended because you're going to have it every day, I feel like. That's all I'm saying.
And if Shannon's doing his job, he should have people back up. If he wants to keep it going for the views, if he's really going to be in this mess, you got to lean in. Don't run from it. Somebody says something about someone that's untrue. Now you got to have that someone come up and defend their position and just turn it into a thing.
Can we also call Mike Epps for threatening the gunplay talk? Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Well, I mean,
you ain't shooting Shannon Sharp.
Well, I mean, as big as Shannon Sharp is, if he was to say, look, when I see you, I'm going to see you, you better be ready. Mike Epps isn't an athlete, so he better be ready.
I understand, but I mean, I'm just saying.
When you're the size of Shannon Sharp and you have the physicality of Day-Day, that's not shooting a fair one. That is not shooting a fair one. That is a weight class inequity.
And at the very end, Shannon Sharp ended up tweeting, Unk and the real Mike Epps have decided to have a man-to-man conversation at the NBA All-Star Weekend to discuss our differences.
This situation
should have been handled differently. I apologize to my friends. See? One love. Hashtag Club Shay Shay.
Now, Shannon Sharp, real talk, your shirts do be tight and your nipples be poking through. But that's a different conversation.
And I'm glad y'all are settling as men, considering your combined age is 154. I'm glad y'all are going to settle this like adults.
Maturity. Yeah.
That's your flash and lights report. High of 40 degrees, snow throughout the morning, alternate side parking is suspended.
Coming up, who you got in the fight? Shannon Sharp?
Really?
Mike?
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Shout out to the executives at the radio station that we partner with to bring you Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Would they send you, Shani?
The program director, P.O., said he wanted to send us some breakfast for the kids who muscled through the storm.
Okay, that's very thoughtful.
I appreciated that. So I was ready to put in my order.
Now, unfortunately, it may get stuck in the elevator, but if it makes it to you, you're in business.
Yeah, so it just got here, so it's a good
look. It's the least they could do to keep you from suing them over the elevator incident, right? Some bagels.
Yeah, let me get some bagels and coffee.
Yeah, they send cream cheese too. They just send you raw bagels.
I think I saw
some spread.
Three things of spread. So probably spread, cream cheese, jam.
All right.
800-223-9797. Laura Stiles has a pretty funny story. We went over about an hour ago. And congratulations, played yourself. But we think we have listeners who lied on their resume. There's somebody listening right now doing a job they got no business doing. You could be anonymous. But listen, you're doing your best you can with it. It's working out so far. Laura, what's the story? The whole thing is fake, first of all. We got to preface that. Yes. Yeah.
So in our group chat, there was a video that was sent that I thought was pretty funny. A girl with a black eye saying, don't lie on your resume. This is why you shouldn't lie on your resume. Hmm. Then she goes on to say how she's a working actress and a dancer. And they called her last minute to fill in for somebody who got COVID and to skate and dance with Usher at the Super Bowl halftime show. So how she practiced for 2 days, she ended up falling and she got a black eye. And she was like, yo, I thought I was good for 30 seconds until I tumbled. So the whole thing was funny. Then we discovered that she does these videos just for views. So whatever. But Shawnee and I were also laughing at people who lie on their resume. Remember that? that woman who did sign language who went viral too because she was mad, like lit. And then all of a sudden people were like, yo, she's lying. That's not real.
Not
she
even
really
sign
was not
lady.
Translating anything.
She was just moving her hands and her head. Like,
oh, it's so crazy.
Like, how?
That goes beyond lying on your resume, though. Now what? You're literally, you know.
No, I want to say, I heard about this happening at, like, Mandela, the celebration of, like, Mandela or something in South Africa, too, where they had a fake sign language person up there.
Like, how you trying to go so far? You know you're going to be on TV. Yes, you're gone too far.
I don't think people care, bro. I think that's the whole, like, I think you're talking about people who really don't give a damn. They just want to be funny and do something on TV. They don't care.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I'm sure people have lied on their resumes before they got caught. Or maybe you didn't get caught and you're just writing it out.
Yo, there's somebody right now just riding it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll figure it out.
And I know it's definitely 1,000% somebody doing security somewhere has never done security before. Because I've seen some of these security people that these...
Oh, facto.
Yeah.
They just saw it be all big. It's like you got the job, but you ain't never secured nothing in your life.
You've never secured a thing ever in your life.
Yo.
Yo.
So is that on the interviewers? That's on them.
It's not on... No. Well, look, there's certain things that you can only get a good background check. A little bit on. Some other things, like, you actually gotta call. Like, and I know when you're hiring people, and I've been through this as somebody who's hired people, where you don't want to have to call all their references.
Right.
You just want to call one or two.
Right.
But some of those references at the top could be their cousin.
or just the best ones. You know, the ones that don't have, any bad stories.
That's right. Well, they're definitely not going to put any bad stories on their resume, for sure. 800-223-9797. Rosenberg, how'd you get your job up here? Didn't you lie?
I did not lie. I didn't really apply for a job. Well, I did other times and no one called me back. But then I got a phone call from someone. They said, yo, this guy Ebro, he saw your videos online. He wants to talk to you. So I didn't lie. You saw that I made bootleg-looking videos and thought it was a good idea to give me a job.
I thought they were pretty funny.
Now, at the time, that level of bootleg was actually acceptable for the internet.
It was.
Now, it would look so bad.
Wait, are those videos still on the internet or you took them down?
Some are. Some haven't aged great. Some are still there. A lot of immature jokes that I probably wouldn't make now.
Nah,
a lot of
throw some cheese on that bitch was good.
No, throw some cheese. I think that still lives.
Throw some cheese was lit. Well, how did Duke Sucks age?
That's the one that didn't age great. That's the one that didn't age great. There's some casual lines in there that are thrown in that you probably shouldn't throw at in the song. But it was, okay. 20 years ago was a long time ago, guys. Long time ago.
A lot changed.
Sure. Like, at the time, I knew the line and came up short of the line. But the line has moved.
Oh, the line. You can barely be a comedian out here.
Bro, the show that we used to do just like 10 years ago, the line has moved. I go back and listen and go, nope, we wouldn't do that bit now.
Nah, no way. No way.
So anyways, I didn't lie. I just made it sound like I did more than I would actually do. That's not lying.
Shout again, anybody on the line,
your
bro?
Fault.
Yeah, we got I put two on hold, but you know what it's, you know what I mean? You know what it is.
Okay, let's see.
Talking lying on your resume, who's this? This could be
Hello?
Bad. This could be bad. Shani's in here flying. He don't know who's on the phone.
Says Kobe.
Kobe.
Nah, move on to the next. We ain't got time. Or this person can't
Kobe
hear
Kobe sounds non-existent.
Do you have the phone lines up, Shiny Culture? You got everything going where you needed to
Everything's
go?
Everything's green.
Good morning, Ebro in the morning. Who's this?
Shiny, it sounds silent. Like, it doesn't sound like there's a line there. I'm just saying it sounds silent.
Yeah, I mean, you heard it click.
No, on the board. On the board.
Yeah, nah, we up.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I don't think anybody's there, bro. This segment's done. I say we move on. And play Mobb Deep Shook Ones because it's cold and snowy outside.
Yeah.
We play Quiet Storm and just scrap the whole bit.
Yeah.
Cool, Jay.
You got to know when to punt, move on to see another down, you know?
That's right. That's right. Just know the rules in overtime. That's all. That's all. That's all you got to do. Don't. K Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free. The Gurus are next.
Seeing it all and been through it all.
Yeah, this is right.
This is that snow day music. For ground. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Middle finger to the iPad. I ain't going to school today.
Yeah.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I'm the quiet storm who fight rhyme.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, Beyonce did it. Beyonce did it. Just like that. Boom. Now, do you guys feel like Beyonce took the moment away from Usher? You guys, that was going around yesterday. Do you feel like it was?
No, it was after.
I think so.
I feel like she tried to take the moment from Taylor, though.
You feel like, so you do feel like Rosenberg felt that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really feel that. I thought it was you could look into it as a mini shot, but no, I don't even really think that.
Not a shot, but like, let me get a little bit of this light shine, and
well, see, here's the thing: when you're Beyonce, right, and or Taylor or Usher or any of these marquee artists now, you're always looking for the jump off point to start the movement of your next project. And so do other, like, that's why we saw a new Planet of the Apes trailer, or we saw the Wicked trailer, or we saw, I'm trying to think of other things that we saw, any commercial during the Super Bowl. Everybody gathers around the Super Bowl to start an advertisement of some sort, right?
Right.
Everybody does it. So, yeah, I think to the general point, I don't think she tried to take anything away from Usher. I don't think it was even about Taylor. I think it was mostly about how am I going to start this next chapter of this project that I want to put out that's very different than anything I've ever done before. Right? Because it's not like she could just drop a song and go right to radio, to the radio stations that have already supported her with country songs. She's trying to go to people who haven't supported her before musically and get them to play music that's more in their wheelhouse.
Right.
It was also a big thing that she was in a Verizon commercial because Beyonce is very selective of who she partners with. So it was surprised. I was surprised. I was like, oh my God, she's in a Verizon commercial.
Yeah, that shocked me. I didn't expect
it. She talked a lot in the commercial. You don't really get to hear Beyonce. She was having fun in the commercial.
I know. By Beyonce standards, that's considered an interview. I just want to say, T-Mobile, your competitor, Verizon, is coming out here with Beyonce. Mm. Beyonce. And y'all just going to keep trotting out the guys from Scrubs. what you want.
I like Scrubs. Watched Scrubs, Scrubs is a great TV show.
I believe it. Is it great enough that 10 years later, that's the only response you have to Beyonce, is the Scrubs guys?
It is, okay. Both
Johnny never watched Scrubs.
Right, so here's the thing. And this, I mean, no disrespect. Hopefully, Beyonce, I handle this right. In the world of cellular phones, T-Mobile does phones and they do phones very well. Okay? Verizon does a lot more than phones.
True indeed.
So they're not, I mean, they're competitors in the phone space.
But Verizon does cable.
It's a whole other, they have a whole other thing that they're doing there too.
Fine. You're giving the rational answer. I'm just saying I was a couple drinks in, and when the Scrubs guys popped up, I was like, why are these damn Scrubs guys back on my TV again? Why? I never even watched the show.
Rosenberg, I have a challenge for you. I want you to watch a season of Scrubs.
It was supposedly a great show, so I imagine I'll like it.
No.
I know it was a highly regarded show.
No, it was very good. Scrubs was very good.
It's Donald Faison.
Yep.
And Zach Braff, right? Those are the Scrubs guys. So they deserve more than I just gave them.
Their bromance from the show into where they're taking it, they've taken it as far as you can take it, though.
I mean, they're still
Make
going.
Make no mistake, bro. Make no mistake. But back to Beyonce. You know she's the first black woman to be at the top of the country chart.
Mm. Wait, previously it already happened?
No. Right now. This is happening right now. This is black history right now. Shiny Kojak, that's a black fact.
And that's a black fact.
Oh, now, he's done. Boom, you're covered for the day.
My mind kind of trips out on things sometimes.
We know.
Because country music, as you know it today, started out because of gospel, blues. There's some bluegrass and folk in there that, you know, Irish immigrants brought in to the country. But a lot of it is based around black music. And black folk music, specifically the banjo, an instrument that was developed in Africa that was brought here by enslaved Africans. A lot of people don't know that the banjo is an actual African instrument.
So when Shawnee hears something that he determines to be hayride, it actually might be a sound from Africa.
That's right.
Wow.
And they've co-opted my whole thinking to just see blonde white people in
Well, and that's the thing when I say my brain trips out, is because the idea that enslaved Africans and black people created a genre of music in this country that is called country music, and no black woman has ever topped the charts in the genre until 2024.
Wow.
I mean, how many black men have topped the charts?
Exactly.
Probably not many, is my guess.
Not many. But I just wanted to put that out there. But we're living in a time, and that's why, look, you get, you know, people saying what you want about Beyonce and this song. If you like it, if you don't like it, who could do it better? This whole talk, you know, K. Michelle has made country records before. Shout out to her. Beyonce's made country records before. Mickey Guyton, there's tons of black women in, you know, country music already. You saw Tracy Chapman. They took one of her songs, which is more of an Americana blues song that was a pop record, Fast Car, and that whole project that's been done so many times. But you just don't see our black folks getting accolades. And it's going to be interesting to see if the country music world actually responds to Beyonce's music in a positive way. Because they were pissed when she performed at the Country Music Awards a couple of years ago, weren't they?
Yeah.
What?
And by they, I'm using they loosely. Let me not say they.
This
the racist.
The
racist.
Up there with the Dixie Chicks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. And it'll be really interesting to see if this opens a door and other people are like, hey, let's try this. Because, you know, like you said, Ebro, it is music that ultimately is... Like, it's organic. This isn't like a reach for Beyonce.
Well, and she's from Houston.
She's from Texas.
They still have the Bill Pickett Rodeo, still goes on down there. They still have that. Like, there's black people going to rodeos. That is a part of Houston culture where she's from.
Beyond that, when we think of the South, when you think of country music, you associate it with the South. When you think of the South, you really think about black folks as much as anything.
That's right.
So the disassociation is kind of crazy. My dad was saying that recently because my dad likes traveling to the South. And whenever he tells his friends that he likes like taking these trips, they're like, you like going there? He's like, all I see is black people when I go to the South. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually... So that culture can't be removed. We've allowed that to kind of get taken away because of this loud identity that exists of the racist white South, but that's a piece of the South. It's not the entire South.
Well, guess what? It's the racist. There's the racist white North too. So let's not.
Well, exactly, and that's just much more quiet and doesn't have any music that goes with it.
Is it quiet? Is it? Because Donald Trump ain't that quiet. Let's get to the guru. Let's go.
Hey yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Kojak. Rosenberg and Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. where the gurus unite.
Yes, 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 yes.
To shine the light in your darkness.
That's what we do.
Shiny culture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen 3000.
Yo, there's no radio show in America playing Andre 3000 flutes like this, bro.
Zen.
Zen. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
So many people, Laura. And by the way, nowhere in Ebro's racial discussion of Beyonce's new music did he talk about the real important issue, which is, are Laura and I going to get a chance to make up for past mistakes and go see Beyonce at the Sphere in Las Vegas?
Wait, are you? Is this confirmed that she's there?
It's being heavily rumored that she will take on a residency in the Sphere.
Oh, and then we out there, baby.
We're going.
Are we out there, baby? Please believe it. Believe it, please. I just need it to be like 6 to 8 months from now.
I was about to say, you may not be... When Ebro says we, he may mean they, and they is us, Laura. We are not making this mistake again.
Yeah, I got a baby on the way. I don't know.
I get very upset when I hear people talking about it. I'm like, what was I doing? I'm so dumb. Anyways, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's where you find us.
Hey, gurus. I listen to you guys every morning. You all make my morning so much better. Rosenberg, you've been saying the gurus haven't been getting enough emails, so I'm hopeful this one gets through. I need some guidance.
It was easy to get through. There was no other emails. Don't worry about it.
Disrespect.
Shut up, Ebro.
My husband and I have been married for 3 years. Together for almost 15.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
We met in college, and boom, the rest is history. We've been career-oriented and focused on adulting and enjoying life without kids. But now that I am approaching my mid-30s, I feel I am ready to take the step forward to starting a family. Up until about a year ago, my husband has always entertained conversations around having a child in the future. Now that I am taking it more seriously, he says he does not want children and would much rather have a simple life with just me, his wife. He said it's not what he wants for his life and never has. We started therapy last summer to try to get on the same page, but there has been very little progress. He feels he doesn't want the responsibility and never truly did desire fatherhood. I am heartbroken and feel like therapy is not really helping the matter. I've always seen myself as a mom. I love him very much and want to have a child with him, but I don't want to patiently have him resent me and our child and end up ruining our marriage. I have anxiety about even getting off of birth control because I don't want him to think I trapped him. Well, that's what that would be. I want him to be on board. I really want a family, but I don't want a life without him. What do I do? Thanks,
Steve.
Gurus.
Steve.
How old is she?
Well,
Mid-30s.
Whoa.
The clock.
Might be time. Time for what? Burn this down.
Time for some action. Time for some, bro.
What I wonder is, though she says she's always saw herself as a mother, I have been in situations where initially a woman will say, I'm cool either way. So I'm wondering if her messaging was clear from the beginning that this is what I want.
Well, it sounds like neither of their messaging. Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't matter because neither messaging was. They were likely neither was clear.
Well, it matters a little bit.
Well, he said he was open to it, and now he says he has no interest.
Right. So,
his messaging already changed.
Right.
Yeah, he's clear.
It's where they are now.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to fast forward, this ain't going to work.
Facts. That's why I said.
She's going to resent him later on because she never got to experience motherhood, or he's going to resent her later on because he had to deal with kids that he didn't want to deal with.
Well, let me say something right now, and maybe she could play this for him, okay? Maybe this could have an impact. Let's assume that this man loves her as much as she loves him.
That's right.
He did say, like, I want to just have a life with you, right? So now that we know she wants a child, now that we know motherhood is in there, it's going to happen. That's the path she's going to be on. So what you have to decide on is whether or not you want to go forward, have a child. The child will be born, and realistically, I'm just being honest, unless this guy's a monster, he's going to fall in love with the child and everything will be just fine. Or you could go the other way. Break this whole thing up. And in 2 years on Facebook, when you see her with a random dude named Trevor and a baby, and you go, LLJ Cool J, and you're out here dating, swiping left and swiping right. No, no, Charlotte, I'm keeping it a buck 50. You can have a different view. Yes, you don't need to interrupt my view. This is my view.
All right, go ahead. Let me go ahead.
My view is, if you're in love with this woman, y'all can have a child and it will end up turning out lovely, or you can break it up and live your own lives separately forever. You'll go find someone else. She'll find someone else. But if she's the one that you have thought she's been for 15 goddamn years, you might just want to go ahead and be flexible with this woman and have a child. Well, that
you could put an exclamation point on that. That's cool. I just think you're putting it all on him, and I don't think that that's fair. One, you called him a monster if he doesn't
fall in love with the child. I mean, there aren't many that happen. Yeah, it doesn't really happen. That doesn't really happen.
But just making him.
It
doesn't
happen actually.
Yeah, because some people don't fall in love with their children.
Well, there are monsters out here, guys. I mean, the world's filled with them. One was president.
I just think in trying to be fair, he doesn't want kids.
Right.
So, he doesn't want kids. But what do you do? And it's no guarantee that she's going to find the right
person.
Guys,
this isn't trivial, man. She wants kids. You're in a relationship. It's a big deal, but it's not trivial. It's kind of clean. You don't. She does. Y'all love each other. Either to Rosenberg's point, you love her enough to
just go have a child.
Be flexible and work through this. And or she loves you enough to not want to be a mother, and y'all. But either way, she's gonna resent you, or you're gonna resent
but
that, her.
That's why I went the way I went, Ebro. Because the other way, if I were to put it on the woman, no, that level of resentment is different. Like, because the other direction, in all likelihood, it will end up working out. The version of her wanting a kid and she doesn't get it, that's never gonna go away. That's going to sit there forever.
Right. And I don't want to put it on her just to insult. I don't want to put it on her either. I was just trying to find a more fit.
I hear you.
Perspective.
Now, speaking as a person that never wanted kids, that's me, Cass One, by the way. This is not going to work, bro. Because if he feels like he never wanted kids, like, even if he has the kid, he's still in the back of his mind going to think about how he's never wanted kids.
He might love the kid,
and he might never want it. Exactly. So you don't necessarily want that.
That's right.
So, you guys might have to have this conversation. And honestly, like, back to Shawnee's point, you guys should have figured this out from day one. But we're here now.
But life happens. Like, I was on the opposite end. I didn't want kids. Right. I didn't want kids. And then my partner really, really wanted a kid. And I loved him so much. And I was like, you know what? I know he's going to be a great father. I'll meet you halfway. That's the only kid I'm having, but you know what
By the way, that's that's a lot more meeting that you did. You then had to go ahead and get pregnant and have a child.
Right.
You did a lot. This is not the same level of even effort he has to put in here.
So it's pretty simple.
I don't think she should get off birth control without telling him. That trapping thing is, no, you should not do that. Just be honest about how you feel. And at the end, if nobody decides to budge, then it's not for you. Maybe this relationship ain't it.
Listen, I got a story that I probably shouldn't be telling. Hopefully.
When has that stopped you?
Oh, exactly. So, I have a friend. She was in this exact same situation.
That's right. Okay.
And she actually made an agreement with her significant other, whom she loved, and they were together, and they wanted to be together forever, but he didn't want to have kids. It's damn near the same thing. But she basically was like, look, I want a child, and I want to have your child. Mm-hmm. But I have no expectation that you're going to be an active participating father. I'm just hoping that I don't have to lose you.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they went through with it. And to Rosenberg's point, as the kid got older and he got more mature, the father got more mature. She didn't put any pressure on him financially. She didn't do anything, but he still wanted to be around her. He would come around. They made it work. And as the child got older, he became the father that she hoped he would be. But because he was okay allowing her to have a child, but she didn't put any pressure on him. And I hope, you know, they listened, so...
Yes, sir.
I didn't say anything.
But it worked out.
But it ended up working out. But it was still a gamble because that child may not have had their father present, right? Mm-hmm. But she knew as the mom that she didn't have any expectations of him being a present father.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, the reason I started the way I did was not to be hard on the guy. Quite the opposite. It was to just say to the guy, that if you love this person and you cannot foresee your life without them being in it, then you only have one choice. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Because taking away a woman who knows now she wants to have children and not giving her that option, to me, that is not an option. So if he wants her in his life, he's going to have to either get comfortable with having a baby or not. Or accept seeing the Facebook post of the partner you had for 15 years smiling with their new family. That's just, everyone like rolls their eyes when I say that. It's because the realest ish I ever wrote.
Well,
last part could be the opposite too. You could end up moving on, being with the wrong type of dude just because you wanted a child. And he's on Facebook living a great life with somebody who already has a kid or doesn't want a kid.
Yes.
Absolutely on the table, Shawnee. I'm just presenting the one that you need to think about.
Right, but Shawnee, your scenario is not based on he wants to be with her. She wants to be with him.
Right. But
what Rosenberg is painting a picture of someone who wants to go out and have children.
Right.
And when you go out and start a family and have children, yes, she's maybe not be as happy as she is. There's plenty of people
who did
in
that.
Relationships right now, women specifically, who really wanted to be with a guy and that guy was not ready to mature and be the man that woman needed to be and needed to start a family. And that woman went out and started a family and is happy.
True.
So it's more common the way Rosenberg's painting the picture.
That's
than
all I'm saying. And I just want him to think about it. I'm not trying to beat him up. He needs to think about how this plays out.
Right.
And by the way, you guys under pressure. Clock's ticking.
Yeah, the clock is ticking.
What are we saying, man? Should she play this whole conversation for him?
I don't know.
Needs to be prepared to break up with him. She needs to be prepared to say to herself, what's more important to me, this relationship or me having children?
That's the question. That's what she has to ask herself.
Yes. All right. So just make sure you listen to the gurus.
Good luck.
The choice is yours. Good luck.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
French, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
It's flashing lights, Tom. Laura.
The black fact? Okay.
I did the black fact. It was Beyonce, number one country charts. I had to take you to the culture. He wasn't going to
do it.
And you know what? And Laura, we can do a little more black fact talk after 9 o'clock on YouTube Live on the Hot 97 YouTube account. You get more show. Hey. We're all going to hang out on the YouTube. So we can do it after the show program.
All right. Well, look. Killer Mike has had an amazing month in so many ways. You know, after winning his sweeping with his 3 Grammys and then the wonderful news about his son getting a kidney. But one thing that he recently revealed when he stopped by Apple Music One's interview in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl.
It's Apple Music Radio, sorry. But go ahead.
Apple Music Radio with Nadeska and Zane and the whole squad. He reveals that his album, Michael, is a first album of a trilogy. Check this out.
I'm listening. I'm waiting.
Well, yeah, Shiny, what you doing?
Michael, talk to us about your album trilogy.
Yeah, please. I don't see that.
LLJ, Cool J.
What's going on? I got you.
Snow Day. I got you. Come on.
I got you.
You said you had a goal when you made this album.
It shout out to my man Eddie.
Yeah, what is the track? This album, the first of three.
Oh.
Yeah. So it got to be. It's Mike. It's going to be three Michaels.
So is there a theme for every album or what are we doing for the next
two? Yeah, well, I mean, the first album, you've gotten to kind of take the 9-year-old. And, well, I've grown into it as an adult, but I want to cut deeper. Like, you know, there's deeper levels to go. You know what I mean? So we already plotting out what the next one's going to be. Me and Cuz Lightyear, we're in the studio with Mike Will the next night, and we working. You know, I just want to work. And produce works of art that's gonna live long after I'm gone. So I can't do that celebrating this too long. The celebration is fun, but after this, I get back to Atlanta, I'll be working.
Yo, shout out to Killer Mike. And by the way, if I see one more clip move around the internet with some young internet dude talking about nobody listened to Michael, nobody listened to Killer Mike, I'm gonna come through someone's computer and attack them like Freddy Krueger.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I haven't seen that in my algorithm at all.
I
actually saw Joe Button and Kai Sinat and them going back and forth last week. And I called Joe on the FaceTime. And he happened to be recording his podcast. And so I think I was on the podcast. I don't know if they left it in, edited out. I don't know what happened. But they were all in there taping. And I hadn't seen any of this energy.
It's a lot. There's a lot of it.
But
it's ridiculous. It's just not. It's not factual, and it shows like this totally selfish way of looking at the world. Like, it wasn't hot to me, so why is it even being considered? Well, they should have been her loss.
So, you know, we got into this conversation because we now live in a world where there are video gamers, right, who happen to like music, and because hip-hop is so popular and big, it is now kind of like everybody talks about hip-hop like they're in the culture, right? But you're really a video gamer. And of course you didn't listen to Michael because it wouldn't have been on your radar because it doesn't fit the utility maybe of how you listen to music while you're correct. Playing video games
or going out at night.
Clubs or whatever. So that's but that's okay because hip hop's that big is kind of what I'm saying. Like I didn't see any of this energy at all. It kind of got brought to me because of the Joe Button convo. But I wouldn't let it rattle you like that because here's the other part. This album came out how long ago?
10 months, something like that.
Real art, real quality carries over time. It's not just the first week. And I think a lot of artists are going to learn that from these moments where you're talking about an album literally almost a year later still. Mm.
Let's talk about this further on the Hot 97 YouTube page in a few minutes.
Let's do it.
That's your Flash and Light Report. Time is 8:54, a high of 40 degrees. Snow throughout the morning commute and alternate side parking is suspended.
Yo, I think the show after the show is going to work really great today.
Today's a good one.
People are at home.
Exactly. 9 o'clock, Hot 97 YouTube channel. It's going to be lit. We're going to be like gamers. We're going to be like Kai Sinat, Jay Sess.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.